Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
Welcome to the show. Anthony Waite here. And if this is your first time joining the Whose Or Is This podcast, my name is Anthony Waite and I am the host. And I want to give you kind of a breakdown of what this stands for, because I'm often asked this more times than not. What does Whose Or Is This stand for? And Whose Or Is This is a nautical theme that comes from the proverb, if the wind does not favor, take to the oars. And if you think about life, right? Think about life as being on this ocean, right? And it's constantly moving, it's constantly evolving, it's constantly pulling you outward or pushing you forward. And if you are waiting for the right time to get started on pursuing your potential, if you're waiting for somebody to save you or fix you, if you are just sitting still, idle, waiting for the tide to shift or the tables to turn, then you're doing it wrong. Right? Take to the oars means that if the wind does not favor, take to the oars. You have to get to work. You have to understand that if anybody's going to change your life, it's going to be you. Now, you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to other audiobooks. You can read books. You can get a mentor, a coach. But ultimately, if you do not do the work, you will not get the results. Now, this comes from, you know, my personal life in the sense that there was a time where I was achieving success, quote unquote, what people would consider success, you know, professionally, but I was struggling personally. I thought that if I made more money, then I would be successful. If I just got a bigger house or I did this or did that, if I have something, then I could be something. And here's what I found. You have to first become something before you can have the things that you want. So who are you willing to become? And are you willing to do the work? And if not, this show is going to help you. So welcome to the show. Today, what I want to talk about is giving change a chance. You know, every one of us are in constant change, right? I'm in the military, and one of the things that we're guaranteed is things will change. The same thing happens in life. But when we resist change, what happens? Well, we usually become disappointed. We usually become frustrated. We usually feel like we're failing in life, leadership, business, personally, professionally. And so when I'm talking about this topic, give change a chance, you have to understand one thing. The inside will change and must change before the outside will and can change. So when we're going to do this new endeavor, whatever it is you're trying to do, better relationship, better health, better wealth, you have to understand that you have to change from the inside out. If you try to change the outside and have it influence the inside, it's only temporary. Think about when you just bought a new pair of shoes or a new clothes or a new car. You felt good for probably a month or two, and then it was only a matter of time before you kind of went back to feeling like your old self. You know, when I was commissioned as an officer, I thought that I made it, that things were going to change, that my life was going to be better. I doubled my income. I progressed and did something that was very hard to do. And then I was slapped in the face with the reality that just because you change the outside doesn't mean the inside is going to follow suit. And so I worked on my credentials. I got the degrees and I felt accomplished only for a minute. And then it was only a matter of time before my character was found out and I felt like, man, something's missing. I worked on my credentials, but I didn't grow my character. And what that does, right? Many people, and maybe you're in this position too, is that you'll get an opportunity and you take it. And all of a sudden you don't feel qualified. Imposter syndrome. You don't feel good enough. You feel like you don't belong. You feel like, you know, things just aren't the way they're supposed to be. Well, it's not that you don't belong there. It's that your character, your inside has not caught up to the outside. You can fool people. And I always say this, credentials will get you in the door, but your character keeps you in the room. So while you might have opportunities today, if you do not grow from the inside out, rest assured that they might not be there tomorrow, because it's only a matter of time before your character is found out. That's why most leaders that get put in positions of power fail, because they get there and all of a sudden, a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, their character's found out. And you see them on the news doing something silly, right? NBA players, NFL players, anybody. They get in a position of authority or power and you give them something and it sounds good, it looks good. And then you say, wow, I can't believe they did that. Well, the problem is not that they made a mistake. The problem is that they did not grow in their character. And the same thing goes for you and I. So giving change a chance means that you have to be patient. You have to pause and let the growth catch up to you. You have to understand that when you set the intention and take initiative, then the wheels start turning from the inside out. You might not see the paycheck today. You might not see the fruit of all the things that you're doing right now, but rest assured that it's happening. It's just like if you put a seed in the garden, you don't go out there tomorrow and see if you have apple trees or fruit or vegetables. You got to let it grow. And underneath the surface, the roots are taking place. It's germinating. It's growing. But you have to continue to water it. You have to continue to give it the right sunlight. You have to put it in the right soil. And all these things allow for this seed to turn into one day fruit. And so how do we do this? I want to give you some practical tips on how to let change happen in your life and give it a chance. Because what I find is that most people don't give change a chance and they do it for a little bit and then they quit right before they're about to have their big breakthrough. And so number one, you have to identify. You have to identify the change that you need. This means that you get grounded in reality of what is. Most people have problems, but yet they're not confident. They don't take action to fix it. They instead mask it by noble engagements. Well, I'm too busy because I'm working. I don't have time to read books. I don't have time, you know, and busy is the new broke, right? And what we'll do is we'll risk living in this life of fantasy that things aren't that bad until they are, right? That marriage that just went astray, it didn't happen overnight. It happened over time. The overweight, obesity, the diabetes, the health condition, it didn't happen overnight. It happened over time. You know, one good meal is not going to make you healthy, just like one bad meal is not going to make you fat. It's the repetitive, perpetual cycle of making bad choices is what leads you there. You didn't become broke overnight. It was poor habits over time. And so you have to identify and get real and say, okay, where do I need to change? And then I want you to ask yourself, am I committed to getting the results that I want? Am I committing to the process? Because everybody wants the results, but not everybody's willing to put in the reps. And so you first have to identify, right? Define reality. What areas do I need to change? Where do I need to create this change in my life? And here's the other thing, guys. If you're looking for somebody else to change, you're wrong. The change starts with you. What do I need to change? What can I do? How must I show up? What habits do I need to change? Because if you're married or you have kids, you can't blame it on them. They're not responsible for you. You are responsible for you. And ultimately, you're responsible for them, especially if you have kids. And so the next thing you need to do is you need to create the right environment. You need to identify, who do I need in my circle? Who do I need to let go of? Who do I need to tell my big goals to? Remember, never tell your big goals to small-minded people. They won't get your vision. And so you have to identify the things and people you need in your life. Also, the hurdles and the obstacles that are going to come, because they will, right? Every opportunity brings an obstacle. Every problem has a possibility. And you have to identify, who's going to be in my way? Who's going to stop me and who's going to help me? What about your current environment? Maybe you're trying to quit drinking, but you got a liquor cabinet full of alcohol. Temptation will get you. You know, maybe you need to cancel that subscription to Netflix so you can get up and go work out. Whatever that is for you, you need to create the environment by setting yourself up for success, okay? The next thing is you got to release the baggage, okay? One of the biggest things that we do when we try to change is we try to remain the same. We try to do the same things we did before. And here's the thing, right? Doing the same things over and over, expecting a different result is what? Insanity. And so we have to understand that we have to release the baggage. That mental thinking is the biggest baggage that we carry around. That stinking thinking, we have to release the belief that we're not good enough. We have to release this I can't mentality. And instead ask ourselves, how can I? How can I make this change? How can I lose this weight? How can I save some money? How can I take my family on this vacation? How can I create the marriage that I want? How can I become the leader in my home? How can I be the leader in my business or in my career and lead with integrity? The answers you are looking for are right inside of you. They're already there. But by asking the right questions, that's how you uncover them. And so the next one, once you have identified, right, these three things, you have to set the intention. You have to create a vision of what that success is going to look like. This is what's going to drive you. It's going to give you purpose to the daily activities that you have to do to change. I'm preparing for a half Ironman. And as I'm riding the bike for an hour at a time and hours at a time, it's miserable. The pain, it hurts, just like it's going to hurt for you to make this change. But as I start riding, I start looking out into the horizon, and I start visualizing what it's going to feel like when I pass the finish line, my family sitting there. What's it going to feel like when I accomplish this task that I set and achieve my goal? What's it going to look like when I get the medal and the shirt and the feeling of just satisfaction that I gave myself a command and I followed through with it? And it gets me emotional. I get charged. I get this energy and just like sense of pride and fulfillment. And the same thing goes for you. You have to visualize what that end result's going to look like. Because I'll tell you, it's going to be hard. It's going to be different. Change is not easy. That's why most people remain the same. But when you visualize it, you emotionally charge that change. And when you're emotionally attached to it, you're more likely to follow through. You're more likely to go through the pain. And understand this, the pain of staying the same will always be greater than the pain of change. The problem is, and the difference is the pain of staying the same is not all at once. It's not like a punch in the face. It's trickled out over your lifetime. But when you change, guess what? You start looking at, what do I have to quit doing? What do I have to give up? And in essence, you're not giving up anything. You're getting back your life. And so just think about that perspective, because most people, when change gets hard, they give up. But when you have a clear vision of what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like, you tie an emotion to it. Guess what? You are invested. And everything you do is for a reason and for a purpose. So the last one I want to share with you is initiate. This means that you have to take action, okay? A vision without action is worthless. Action without vision is reckless. And when you initiate, you got to take action every single day. This is the consistency. This is the repetitions that build the results. And so you have to bring it to a tactical level, because what you're doing here, when you do it on a daily level, is you're building this muscle memory. You're putting in the reps. You're creating new habits and out of discipline. And eventually it'll become a lifestyle and you don't have to think about it. You know, for me, I don't have to think about going to the gym every day. It's just part of my life. It's part of my rhythm. My battle rhythm. And you have to get to that point as well. And when you're creating change, it starts as a discipline, then it turns into a habit, and then it becomes a lifestyle. And right now, if you're starting out, chances are you're in the discipline phase. You're trying to get this discipline. And once you do that, you build the habits, and then it becomes your life. And so taking action every single day, little small actions, okay? It's not these big, huge changes every single day. It's these little small micro habits, right? And this, what this does is it builds proof, and proof drives belief. Many of you believe that, you know, you can't lose 15, 20 pounds. Many of you believe, like me, I believe that I couldn't do a half Ironman. But the more and more I practice, every day I get on the bike, every day I swim, every day that I run, I'm building proof that it is possible. And that proof drives my belief, and my belief drives my behavior. So whatever it is you're trying to do, you have to put in the reps so that it builds proof, and you're proving to yourself that you can do it. And this proof will drive your belief, and your belief drives your behavior. Okay. The last thing I want you to do is I want you to think about reflection and gratitude. Be grateful for the changes that you're having in your life, the changes that you need to have. Be grateful for where you are right now, that life's given you this lesson. And if you pass the test, it no longer will give you this lesson. And so be grateful for where you're at and grateful for where you want to go. And then reflect. Every week, reflect on how much you did, how good you did. Remember, you're not as bad as you think you are. And when you reflect and you look and say, man, I went to the gym 5 times this week. Give yourself some credit. You know, we often discredit our journey, and never discredit how far you've come. but never discount how far you have to go. That tension is what drives your intention, okay? And knowing that I'm not as bad as I think I am, but I'm not as good as I want to be. That tension in between those two is what keeps you focused and in the game. So get off the sideline, get out of the stands, and get in the game. Get on the field, play ball, this game called life, and start creating the change that you want to see in your life, as a leader, and in your business. And once you do this over and over and over again, you build results. And that influences not only your life, but those around you. So I hope to serve you guys. Take it for action. You know, we're getting ready to go into quarter number four, right? We got October, November, December, and then it's a new year. Will it be a new year, new you? This will help you do so. I'll see you next time.
Hey guys, thank you for stopping by today. As always, if you found value in the episode, please share it with somebody. And as always, we'd appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast. If you're looking to apply these principles and practices further in your life, then I encourage you to join a group of like-minded individuals in the Lead 360 Facebook group. The link is in the show notes below. As always, remember, live, learn, and lead.